Somebody say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed. It's my season to be delivered.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be alright, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
The book of Luke, the 20th chapter. And if you don't mind, I would like to begin reading at the 27th verse. Then came to him certain of the Sadducees, which deny that there is any resurrection. And they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote unto us, if any man's brother die having a wife, and he die without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. There were therefore seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children. And the second took her to wife, and he died childless. And the third took her, and in like manner the seven also, and they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of them is she? For seven had her two wives. And Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given in marriage, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Now that the dead are raised, even Moses showed at the bush, when he calleth the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob, for he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live under him. Skipping down to 40. And after that they durst not ask him any questions at all. Now, when I put all of that together, I've called our family here today, and I want to talk about family affair. Family affair. I think every now and then the family should get together, and there are some affairs that the family needs to take care of. I wish they had a witness here. And I think the family ought to witness to the word of God. And this is a family affair. And sometimes the family doesn't want in and everybody butting into their affair. Sometimes it's good judgment if you see a family, even in a little debate. We call disputes debates now. Well, sometimes it's good knowledge for you to let them work it out. I've seen people get their feelings hurt trying to intercede in a family affair. Sometimes they can be almost a fist city, and when you go in, they both, all of them, are turning on you. It's something about a family affair. that carries with it something extra that other parties don't have. Is that right? A family affair. Now, even if a man's family is his greatest personal possession in this world, it is full of heartache. War sometimes comes and kills or takes them away for years. Death is always a certainty for every family. Sin plucks many from folds of home. Love goes and the home breaks up many times. There have been some families who had love around that family. But for some reason, that love vanished away and that home broke up. Is there some abiding hope for the family, for security from all of these evil forces? And is there any assurance, Brother Pastor, of blessings? You just told us about the difficulties. You, as father, as shepherd, has called the family together, and you have pointed out some of the trials and tribulations that we are going to encounter and that some of us are already encountering. Now, Brother Preacher, can you give us any assurance that when I get mad, when my family increases, come on, is it any way that you can give me some kind of assurance that things will go all right? Then now the young lady might say, "Brother Pastor, I'm a young lady and I came up in a Christian home, and now I'm about to get married and leave my family that loves me so well." Now you are a spiritual advisor, and I'm wondering, Brother Pastor, can you give me some kind of assurance that everything is going to be all right? Somebody said, "Well, let me answer it for you, Brother Pastor. Young lady, make sure you have an education. And then if things don't work out in your marriage, you still can be independent." Somebody else said, "Well, let me answer it, Brother Pastor." Say, "Young lady, make sure the one you choose to be your wedding partner, make sure he's somebody that loves you. Make sure he has a secure job. Make sure physically he's all right. Make sure mentally he's all right. Make sure he's respected. Make sure he doesn't drink, he doesn't gamble, run around. Make sure all of those things are taken care of, and then everything will be all right." Somebody else said, "Well, let me throw my little bit in." So make sure you move out from around your kinfolk, and don't be bothered with your in-laws, and everything will be all right. Somebody else said, "Well, child, let me give you a piece of advice. You know, in this marriage business, everybody has some advice, but for the most part, it never works for me.